Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Chris is from Canton. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Apparently, Chris's daughter auditioned for a play last night. How did it go?
Went pretty good. Going for lead role with Madagascar. So,
wow.
We'll find out Monday. We'll find out Monday. But she did her best.
Well, I'd like to move it, move it.
Or break a leg.
I'd like to move it, move it.
Is it the one, the Penguins?
The Penguins are in it when they say smile and wave, boys. Yeah. Smile and wave.
They're a military operation.
Yeah, that is funny. All right, well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio.
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. You just get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Kennedy's now stepped out of the studio. She cannot hear any of these questions. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,969 wins. 247 losses. Question number one.
I'm not talking to you.
Netflix says 25 million households watched El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, during its first week of streaming on the service. Who plays Jesse Pinkman in the Breaking Bad universe?
Michael Cranston.
Question number two. Front row tickets to last night's World Series game were selling for as much as $5,000. Name the two teams in the World Series.
That'd be the Washington Nationals and the Houston Astros.
Okay. Question number three. Kanye West's birthday gift to Kim was a $1 million donation to several prison reform charities. What is the name of the popular musical worship event Kanye is putting on every Sunday right now?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right. Question number four, Tila Tequila, 38 years old today. She got famous off MySpace back in the day and spun it off into a reality TV dating show. What was that show called?
A Shot at Love.
Oh, get it, Chris.
You were watching it too.
Question number five, yesterday was National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. Apparently, producer Dan very upset that he missed it and that I should duck. In a popular Chappelle Show skit, which famous musician was Dave Chappelle portraying when he asked the famous question, what did the five fingers say to the face?
Rick James.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio,
Charlie,
please. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Let's see. We got 3 out of 5, I think.
All right.
Not bad, not bad. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Netflix says 25 million households watched El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, during its first week of streaming on the service. Who plays Jesse Pinkman in the Breaking Bad universe?
Aaron Paul.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Front row tickets to last night's World Series game were selling for as much as $5,000. Name the two teams in the World Series.
The Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals.
Sports, look at you.
Sports!
2-1, question number three. Kanye's birthday gift to Kim was a $1 million donation to several prison reform charities.
No, you want to hate him so bad. Let me go do something like that.
What is the name of the popular musical worship event Kanye puts on right now every Sunday?
Sunday service.
3-1, question number four. Tila Tequila, 38 years old today. She got famous off MySpace back in the day and then spun it off into a reality TV dating show. What was that called?
Tila. I don't remember.
A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
A Shot at Love. That
it was so good.
Text from the 860. Where's Martha Stewart?
She's not here.
3-1 question, or 3-2, excuse me. Question number five. Yesterday was National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day, and thankfully...
How did I miss that?
I know. Producer Dan forgot it, too, so I am safe. In a popular Chappelle Show skit, which famous musician was Dave Chappelle portraying when he asked the famous question, what did the five fingers say to the face?
Oh, Rick James?
Nice job, Kennedy. Good guess. Good guess.
Is that Unity.
I love that sketch.
4-3, final score. You know, I never saw that show.
No?
Never saw one episode. Oh. Now, I heard pretty good stuff there, Dan. That's what they say.
That's what they say?
That's what I heard. You don't win the $100, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Sean Paul November 5th at the House of Blues. So you enjoy that concert, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks.
All right, Chris, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name's Chris from Canton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, be very quiet, please. Shh. Sheila's in a closet at work right now. Sheila?
Hi.
Seriously?
I'm actually in the bathroom.
Girl.
Sheila, you're amazing.
Would people not understand if you were going to play Can't Be Kennedy?
I know. No.
What do you do for work, Sheila?
I work at a dental office.
Nobody's getting their teeth cleaned until
you're
done.
Dentists love us. Come on now.
I know.
Sheila, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? Yeah, that's all right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay,
good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. 5 pop culture trivia questions.
Thank you.
You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. Kennedy has left the studio. She has also gone into a closet. She's got 2,970 wins, 247 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Okay, Sheila?
Okay.
Question number one. Vanna White did a tour of her dressing room for People magazine. What show does Vanna White work on?
Wheel of Fortune.
Question number two. Lizzo was recently performing at a concert when she spotted Macaulay Culkin in the crowd. She pulled him on stage and he did the sprinkler dance.
It's a Carson Tager move.
Macaulay Culkin is best known for his role as Kevin McAllister in which film?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin. It's a long time ago. I'm going to say Home Alone.
I'm more of a Running Man guy in that moment.
You're on stage with Lizzo, and the best you do is the sprinkler.
From Macaulay Culkin, Dan, yes.
Like, that's your moment, and you go with sprinkler.
Question number three. After making her big screen debut in Hustlers, this 27-year-old Grammy winner has signed on to join John Cena and Vin Diesel for a role in the upcoming Fast and Furious 9 film. Who is she?
Well, unfortunately, it's not J-Lo, because she was awesome. I saw the film. Yeah. Oh, my God. Who else was in that? I want to say it was something like Margot Howie, something like that. The younger one, the blonde. Can't think of her name.
Margot Howie. I think that's pretty close. Question number four. Freddie Prinze Jr. is going to play Soleil Moonfry's ex-husband in the Punky Brewster reboot, excuse me. Freddie is the real-life husband to whom?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
All right.
Let me just I'm just going to throw something
vampires.
Out.
Okay, throw something out.
What did you say he used to play?
She used to slay vampires. I'm
yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. Who's his wife?
I'll say Cameron Diaz.
And
I have no idea.
Question number five. Post Malone showered the audience with $50,000 in singles during a club show in Miami. What is his real name?
It's
not fair.
Ugh. The bathroom stress is...
I know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. No idea. That's okay.
If Posty did that at the Garden, Annie would have been throwing bows.
I would have been.
All right. 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Okay.
For Sheila, who is actually in the bathroom right now because she doesn't want to get in trouble at work. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
Would you like to go in the bathroom just to make it more comfortable for everyone?
Okay. The acoustics are great.
Remarkably uncomfortable for me. Go on.
Question number one. Vanna White did a tour of her dressing room for People magazine, Kennedy. What show does Vanna White work on?
Wheel of Fortune.
Tied at one.
Yeah, of course.
Lizzo was recently performing in concert when she spotted Macaulay Culkin in the crowd. She put him up on stage and he did the sprinkler dance. Macaulay Culkin is best known for his role as Kevin McAllister in which film?
Home Alone.
Tied at two. Question number three. After making her big screen debut in Hustlers, this 27-year-old Grammy winner has signed on to join John Cena and Vin Diesel for a role in the upcoming Fast and Furious 9 film. Who is she?
That's just going downhill. Cardi B.
Cardi B is correct.
Who was it? Don't even know who
Margaret
that is.
Hoey.
It was not Margot Hoey.
Margot Robbie, maybe. Is that what you meant?
3-2. Question number four. Freddie Prinze Jr. is going to play Soleil Moon Frye's ex-husband in the Punky Brewster reboot. Freddie is the real-life husband to whom?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That is correct.
Couple goals.
Seriously.
4-2. Question number five.
No.
Post Malone showered the audience with $50,000 in singles during a club show in Miami, Kennedy. What is his real name?
Austin Post.
That a girl.
Hey.
Woo!
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Sheila, you do not get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You are going to see Hozier November 12th at the Wang Theater. So you enjoy those tickets.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, Kennedy, you're awesome, but I can't beat you.
I love her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, let's say good morning to Stephanie from Attleboro. Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Stephanie works in cancer research.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Like, in what aspect? What do you do?
Well, we're trying to create a vaccine to help people with cancer.
So. That is so amazing.
Sometimes you're like, what are you doing with your life?
Right? I played Nickel.
What am I doing?
Yeah, Nickelback Records is what we do, Dan. We all have our lot in life, right?
Right. Mm.
Will you kick Kennedy?
One among many.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I didn't have the GPA for cancer
you
research.
Too.
That's a fact. All right. Let's get to it. Kennedy has stepped out of the studio. We've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is considered a loss for you, okay?
Yeah.
She is gone. Looking at the big board, 2,971 wins. And what has she got? 247 losses. Question number one. Nicki Minaj and her husband are doing the Bieber thing. They had a quickie wedding, and then there will be a big bash later. Which pop star did she formerly have a feud with, even calling her out during a VMA's acceptance speech back in the day?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. Question number two. The Patriots play the Browns this weekend. If New England wins, Bill Belichick will earn his 300th victory of his career. What city do the Browns call home?
Cleveland.
Question number three. An unofficial list of Netflix's most watched shows has hit the internet, and Friends is not number one. It is number two. Oh. Behind which other NBC show?
The Office.
Question number four. Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend Holly Madison and Bridget Marquardt are conducting a seance the night before Halloween, and Bridget is hoping to contact F. What is the name of the e-reality show that they all starred in together?
The Girls Next Door.
Yeah. And question number five. T-Pain canceled his upcoming tour.
What?
And fully admitted it was for low ticket sales.
Oh.
All right. I need you to finish this iconic T-Pain lyric correctly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, take a listen.
Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me.
I'm so hard
not a clue.
No. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Wow.
That's a tough one, Dan.
It's a good one.
Mm. All right.
Yes.
What?
It's hard to tell sometimes.
Huh?
Dan, oh, sorry.
Dan
I was
dances and then she,
I did
none
dance
of you,
a little bit when you played the clip, so
like
she got
nobody
confused.
Looks at me anymore and says, "Come back in." There's just hands waving. I never know if someone's dancing or what.
Sorry, I do get a little dancy.
That's fine.
Is it 3 out of 5? Is that right, Dan?
Yes.
Did I score that correctly? All right. Nice job, Stephanie. Kennedy, are you ready?
I am.
These are tough. Nicki Minaj and her husband are doing the Bieber thing. They had a quickie wedding, and there will be a big bash later on. Which pop star did she formerly have a feud with, even calling her out during a VMA's acceptance speech back in the day?
Was it Cardi B?
It was Miley, Kennedy.
Oh, I don't remember.
She
that.
Said, "Miley, what's good?" and stared at her right in the camera.
0-0, question number 2. Patriots play the Browns this weekend, and if the Patriots win... If. That's funny how you wrote that question, Dan. If.
I know. The Browns suck.
If the Patriots win, it will be Coach Belichick's 300th victory of his career. In which city do the Browns play?
Cleveland. And he won't smile.
Never.
Tied at 2. I don't know. He was smiling on the sidelines last week against the Jets.
It's because he exploited the system.
An unofficial list of Netflix most watched shows has hit the internet, and Friends is not number 1. It is number 2 behind this other NBC show.
That's it?
Yes. This other NBC show.
I have no idea.
The Office.
Oh.
2-1. Question number 4. Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend, Holly Madison, and Bridget Marcourt are conducting a seance the night before Halloween, and Bridget is hoping to contact Hef. What is the name of the e-reality show they starred in together?
Girls Next Door.
That is correct. All right. It is 3-2. Going to the final question, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss this one, you lose.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. You sure?
Sure.
T-Pain has canceled his upcoming tour.
I'm T-Pain.
And fully admits it was for low ticket sales.
It's funny you should sing that.
Yeah, Kennedy. Because I'm going to need you to finish the lyric. Take a listen. Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy
you a train. I'm T-Pain. You know me. I don't know. Something ooey. What's your name? Yeah, everybody knows that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kennedy. That is
I didn't know it either.
Incorrect.
You and Annie are not everybody.
Well, I disagree with that.
Kennedy, you lose 3-2. Congratulations, Stephanie. You got yourself $100 and a pair of tickets to go see Michael Fronte and Spearhead November 4th at the House of Blues right here in Boston. You enjoy that show. You enjoy that cash, girl, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Kennedy.
Yes.
You have something you would like to say.
I do. My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Stephanie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.